KPFT, much smaller budget. This was also approved by the committee. I'm going to highlight a few things and then raise a few personal concerns. KPFT overall budgets its revenue to stay flat from $1,332,000 to $1,331,000, so almost no change. But within that, it is expecting its listener support to go up $65,000 from $1,021,000 to $1,086,000. And the three-year trend in listener support at KPFT has been down in fund drive numbers. So I do want to flag that for you. There is no surplus in this budget. There are staffing reductions, but they basically just offset rising costs, things like health benefits. They get you to a bottom line of, wait for it, about $26,000 in the budget. And after some capital items, a total surplus of $1,000, which is nothing. KPFT is not a station with reserves, so this doesn't meet our criteria of requiring a one-month surplus. The second thing I'll say is we approved this before the full effects of Hurricane Ike phased in. And I don't know what the realistic prospects are for KPFT's fall fund drive. They've been off air for a week now because of damage from the storm. They have no power at their transmitter site or their station. Being off for a week in and of itself makes people tune into other stations and means they're not there when you ask for money. Being off air for a week or more and then going into fund drive when your listening area has been devastated, people are still displaced, their homes have been wrecked, their jobs have been lost, and they don't know where the next meal is coming from, I would imagine compromises your fundraising ability. I could be wrong. There could be a rally around the old radio station effect. But I did want to flag these for the national board as concerns. I was already a little concerned about that listener support number. I'm very concerned about it now. And this is new information since the committee dealt with the budget.
I'd like to just speak a little bit to the situation with regard to also in the market. It's my understanding that the other public radio station was on the air the whole time and was able to broadcast and probably got a lot of tune-in from that. Now, of course, that's not to say anything about T, but what happens is you're going to be in competing pledge drives, usually at the same, hopefully at the same time, because it causes no relief on the dial. And the messaging is good, and you can double up on that messaging. But at the same time, if people were listening to another station, it's just a tiny little nuance that I think we ought to think about. T has been healthy. It does have some cash in bank.
How much? Oh, I guess I can look it up.
I'm trying to find the cash in bank report. So it does have some cash in bank. They seem to be a little more nimble than the other stations because they are smaller, have less staff, have less strictures around staff. If they need to lay off, they can. They've been current with all their central services. We have inquired as to insurance coverage. Should there be damage, and our insurance should be able to cover some stuff. But, that's slow in coming, so they'll have to pay some upfront bills in order to pay the expenses for, like, removing the tree limbs and the guy wire and all that, transmitter stuff, if anything happened there. Eventually, we could get we'll get insurance coverage. Also, I believe CPB and FEMA have support as well. TIAs seem to always pull through. It doesn't run a deficit. It pulls through. It doesn't add much room for growth. That's the issue. And, that's maybe some T folks can speak to that.
Fia?
I'll let Evelyn go.
We have a chair.
Sarve had expressed an interest first, so Sarve, Evelyn, and then you. And George.
Does the KPFT has a 1 month operating reserve for this next year?
It does, as far as I know.
I'm trying to find the cash.
The cash in bank as of August 31st. The cash in bank as of August 31st is $224,000. I don't know what outstanding obligations there are, but T's operating expense is about $110,000 a month.
Net of that? Do you know the net of it?
Well, the question would be, what is it at the end of the fiscal year?
Yeah.
Right.
So
what is it,
September is not a fund drive month for KPFT. Their average monthly expense is $100,000+. So maybe there's a month there. Is it about a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, I've got cash in bank here. So $23,000 is restricted. You know, and again, this is end of August. So we've had to make two payrolls, benefits, et cetera. Again, it's a much lower, smaller economy of scale. But, you know, they have, as of the end of August, they had $253,000 cash in bank. What did you say their monthly cost was, Brian?
Dividing by 12 here, it's about it's going to be about $100,000.
Right. So that's going to leave them with $150,000, and they're going to have to pay some upfront costs with regards to Ike. So they're skating by, but they got a cushion. Tiny, but a cushion.
George.
We've been operating with a month's surplus for some months now.
Okay.
So I'm sure we still got it.
She handed you the
All right.
Question.
Yeah. Okay. Evelyn is next, Nia, and then George.
Kate usually tries to keep about a month of reserves or a little more. We are very concerned. The LSB expressed a concern about no room for growth in this budget. You know, we're in a market where we have 100,000 watts.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little over 7,000 paid members. You know, so that's a real concern.
5.5 million people.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a really big concern. But with Ike, we're also looking at a city that's right now devastated. And even if people have a radio, they're not, you know, apt to be trying to write a check because they're trying to put the tarp over their roof or something. And I think we may have a struggle. We have a fundraiser coming up, a golf tournament coming up in October. It was scheduled for this month. And most of the holes are paid for, so we just need to get out there and swing the clubs. But, you know, in terms of fund drive, it may be a little the last one was a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of Ike, you can anticipate it being even more difficult because people are going to be unemployed, trying to get back on their feet, and a lot of our listeners are grassroots folks who are going to take the hardest hit. So, you know, I'm sure we're going to need to really look at this again in terms of, you know, where we are and if we're going to be able to meet our numbers. That is going to be a concern for sure.
Nia, George, do I see any other hands? Winnie.
Okay. Brian, in terms of major donors, did Duane say in 07 there was 104,000?
That was a capital campaign for a transmitter upgrade.
By
so
a watt.
Duane does not expect to reproduce that.
Oh.
It was the Watts Up campaign.
Oh. Okay. And then so far, they've done 45,000, so it's an average about 5,000 per month. So he doesn't think that could go up any further than 30? I mean,
well,
he budgeted 30. He doesn't think he can get 130.
I can't speak for them. These are the numbers they presented.
Was that?
Yeah, and their rationale, we footnoted, its major donor income will also decrease 50% from $60,000 to $30,000 due to best estimate of current economy conditions. Houston's one of those areas that's getting hit with the, you know, getting hit. Subprimes, et cetera. You know, it's
George and Wendy.
Well, I'm going to pass to Wendy. I mostly wanted to make the point that we do, in fact, have a month's cushion.
Wendy?
I don't know if everyone heard this, but as of just today, the power came up at our transmitter site in Houston. So the station is able to be back on the air by just a generator at the radio station. we needed it to power to come up at one of those places so we could do it. So as of today, they are broadcasting during the day. I don't think they're going to try and go all night, but so that's good news on that front. The other thing I just want to say is when we're talking about, I mean, I'm just not sure if where we're going here is that we're going to try and cut this bare bones budget even more for tea. There is some staff reduction in the budget already. We only have like 13 people.
Right.
So it's a little different than talking about cutting a few positions at any other station. So that's all. I just wanted to point that out.
And I just want to add overall, you know, KPFT has a super engaged LSB. They work well together. They were one of the first ones to get a budget into us before the deadline. I think if there's support at the LSB level in any of the stations, to tell you the truth,
in other words,
the less, you know, the least acrimonious, the most harmonious is KPFT. My whole issue is I wanted this year to be able to put some pressure on some growth. I mean, you have to grow into that 100,000 watts, and you have to expand that membership. But, you know, I don't want to put the screws on that. Let's get it through this Ike period, and then...
We're prudent to a fault.
You are.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't hear you guys. I have a real soft spot for KPFT. I've never felt so at home in community radio as the week I went down there to help out Renee Feltz in the news department with coverage of Hurricane Rita, and have a tremendous amount of respect for Dwayne as a manager.
Yeah.
Who has been very fiscally responsible.
AC? Agree.
I'm going to play bad cop a little bit because I do want people to have that dialectic. The line that concerns me, particularly in the wake of the hurricane, is the $60,000 increase above actual performance and listener support.
Right.
Because T's budget got into a situation last year. The budget anticipated a 16% increase in listener support based solely on the transmitter upgrade. That didn't materialize, and I heard some screams of pain from people I like down there about how long the fund drives were forced to go to hit those targets. And so that's what I want to flag as a concern. There has been a steady, as there has been everywhere, I don't want to cast any blame for this, there has been a steady downward trend in listener support. Right now this is the only station that's anticipating in its budget an increase, and I'm concerned that may be optimistic.
Yeah, they had the, you know, like the $150 day or the $300 day on some of their fund drives, and that's a little shaky. And also, please note footnote number 4, their health benefit will increase 13%. You know, it's not huge, again, given the size of staff, but, you know, it's an increase.
George.
Move it to
George, I'm calling on George. Excuse me, guys. George.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what we would cut. I mean, we have the staff that we've got is basically the management staff. I don't know what we would do without, you know, one of those people. As far as the possibility of the fund drives not making it, it's a real possibility. I mean, there's no denial. It's hard to say what's going to happen in Houston coming up. But we're going to check it again in November anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be able to make corrections by that time. And we have enough reserve to get us through there for sure. So my suggestion is we pass it as it is and come back and review it again at the end of November.
Okay. Sarv. We don't need it. I think George said we don't need a second.
I move to.
You don't need a second.
Yeah.
It's on the floor.
All right.
I move to approve the budget. Thanks.
Is there any objection at this point to ending debate on the budget for KPFT? Okay. There's no objection to that. Is there anyone who wants to vote no on the KPFT budget as it has been presented and vetted to the PNB? Seeing no objection or hand raised, that budget is approved unanimously. Remember, everybody, now that all the budgets will be revisited by the Finance Committee no later than November 30th. Bonnie.
Madam Chair, we need to move to extend if we're going to keep going on the budgets.
What time is it?
It's 2 let me just give you the narrative now, guys. It's 2 o'clock. We've got four budgets to go. We've got audience, public comment. We haven't had a break in about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So I would like a sense. Well, lunch is just, we're not leaving the room for lunch.
Oh. What did you say? That is so rude.
Carnivores ate the vegetarian food.
Could you use
so if you're, no, if you're going to become a vegetarian at the PNB meeting, then let us know ahead of time so they can make enough food for you.
No, he's serious. That's okay. A really serious point.
So, you know, the first ones to the meat table are the vegetarians, so it's kind of a conflict of identity here. What's the sense of the body? Could one person speak at a time? Do you want to plow through? You want to take a little break? Do you want to go to public comment? Do you want to go to the swimming pool?
Yes.
Okay, so should we keep going on the budgets until we finish and take a 10-minute break? George?
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Really? Let's take a break, guys.
Yeah, stretch, you guys. Stretch. Come on.
That's why you're physicist. You find fun in things that are...